Make it bigger. No, smaller. Never mind. Go back to the original.
These are the challenges that designers have to put up with. Thankfully, Shutterstock makes it easy.
With millions of vectors, photos, illustrations, and more, you can always find what you need to create something special. Visit shutterstock.com/design to get inspired by curated collections and find the best of the best for seasonal campaigns. And right now, you can try Shutterstock for free for 1 month and download 10 free images. To start your free trial, just visit shutterstock.com/design.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I've heard it said many times from many people, I don't need that anger management crap. I hope that this podcast will show you that it's not all about take a deep breath and count to 10, that real help for real anger is what can make the difference. Stay tuned as we explore this complex emotion. Back to another episode. Occasionally, I'm going to kind of talk about some of the myths that have been perpetrated due to misunderstanding of anger, and psychology is just starting to really kind of grasp anger in and of itself. So there's still many, many, many myths out there dealing with anger and anger management. And occasionally, I'm going to tackle some of those. Today is one of those days where I'm going to tackle a common myth about anger. So what is that myth that we're going to tackle today? Today, I'm going to talk about the aggressive use, or using aggression, that is, to diffuse anger. I hear it all the time in all the groups I'm part of. I hear it in my anger management classes all the time. People saying things like, well, when I get angry, I just have to hit something. It helps me release my anger. Or when I get angry, I have to yell and scream and get that anger out through some aggressive way, some violent way, right? I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not doing any damage to anybody, right? I'm just hitting a pillow, or I'm just screaming in my car by myself. And the idea of that sounds great, right? It sounds like that makes sense, right? You're releasing that anger in a way that's not harming anybody. You're releasing that anger in a way that's not hurting anybody. And while that's true, it's not true that you're releasing that anger. It's more of you're getting yourself, your body, your mind accustomed to anger and its aggressive ways of being expressed. The idea is, right, you train yourself to do something over and over and over again. So if every time I get angry, I have to go in my room and hit a pillow, or I have to go in my room and scream into a pillow, or I have to go into the gym and beat up a punching bag, right, then I'm getting myself used to that being a way of diffusing my anger. And how long until the punching bag or the pillow or the screaming in my car by myself doesn't work to release that anger? What happens then? Well, then that becomes where it becomes a problem. You're not actually releasing that anger. You're just training yourself to use that anger in a way that will potentially and most definitely cause you to be more aggressive with your anger in the future. There's actually been several studies done on this that have shown that when you release your anger through these aggressive, violent ways, it becomes the normal way for you to release your anger. So what is a better way for us to diffuse our anger? What is a more healthy way, that is, for us to diffuse anger, for us to get anger out and to not let it sit in there and build up, right? And we have this idea that if I let my anger sit in there for too long, it turns into this volcano and it erupts, right? And that's not necessarily the case with anger. Anger is not an eruption that's going to go off if we don't diffuse it. It's not something that's going to blow up if we don't let it out, right? We have that idea because we've been told that idea for so long that it's just become part of our thought process when we get angry. So let's take that out of the equation, right? Let's forget anger being this pressure cooker that's going to explode, right? That's not the case. Anger is only going to do what we tell it to do. There again goes back to, if we tell our anger to be violent through hitting a pillow, through hitting a punching bag, through screaming, yelling, whatever, right? That's what it's going to do. There's this amazing idea called neuroplasticity, where you can train your brain to do things by rewiring it, so to speak, right? So if I've wired my brain through aggression, through violence, as that is the way to release my anger, then that's what it's going to do. But what if instead we rewire our brain to think, when I get angry, I become focused. I become inner driven. I look into me to find out what is causing this anger, this aggression, this violence, this problem that I'm feeling. Why am I feeling this way? What is my belief that's triggering this? Then we can rewire the brain to look at that, to think, what is going on that's causing this issue, instead of, how can I release this feeling? How can I get away from this feeling? And over time, there is going to be your way of dealing with anger. I found a quote today that I think sums this up amazing. And it's by Garrison Keillor. And it says, A man cannot eat anger for breakfast and sleep with it at night and not suffer damage to his soul. Beautiful, right? We cannot live with anger. We cannot use anger in a violent way and think that it's not going to affect us in some way that's going to cause us harm. I think that is the way that we have suffered, and the what reason we have suffered so much from our anger is we use it in a way that damages our soul. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
We expect a lot from our homes. They're more than a place to hang your hat. They're where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes. Rest and recharge. Work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, we're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overloaded appliance or you're looking to create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app, day or night, and we'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, we'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Promoting your small business with strong marketing is always important, and Shutterstock is here to help. Visit Shutterstock.com/SMB to explore millions of images, videos, and music tracks, and find what you need to stay engaged with your audience. Plus, with the easy-to-use Shutterstock editor, you can design emails, social media posts, and digital ads in just 10 minutes. Try Shutterstock for a one-month trial and get 10 free images at Shutterstock.com/SMB.